You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky Rhett back with you here as we continue to not only look back, but look ahead with what we've got going on in the National Football League. It has been a crazy start to the season here. 2 weeks in, I think we've got some interesting things to jump into today, to say the least. We like to look at the defensive side of the ball. We give the offense a lot of love here, but let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. We'll go player, and then we'll go team. Rhett, if we're going to start player, yeah. I mean, I comb through all the numbers every week, and I want to see who I want to watch. And guys like Quay Walker, who had 17 tackles, that was fun watching his tape and what he did. We talked a little bit earlier about what TJ Watt did last night, you know, and they're generating turnovers, getting pressures and sacks. But this is a Micah Parsons league right now, and we're all just living in it.
You better believe it. Man, this is so much fun, like, just to go back and watch. And just watch how athletic and just how fast he moves to the quarterback. You know, look, Dwayne Brown's a good left tackle, right? I get it. He's older. He's up in his career at the, you know, getting towards the end of his career here. But, I just can't imagine, you know, like getting inside his head for a moment, you know, lined up at left tackle out there. He goes, all right, he's got Micah. He knows he's one-on-one with Micah. He goes, all right, kick slide one, I'm good. Kick slide two, I'm good. Kick slide three, I'm beat. And I mean, it happens so quickly that he can get around the edge. And then, like, he uses his hands so well. You know, like, people I feel like want to, you know, talk about and compare Micah to, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to compare him to Lawrence Taylor. But I'm like, well, you're kind of doing that anyway here. And look, I get it. He's just so dang good. But it's not Lawrence Taylor, the comparison. The way Micah uses his hands to get free. I mean, it's like Daniel LaRusso after painting Mr. Miyagi's fence all day. He's highly skilled and a little pissed off that he had to do it. You know what I mean? And he, like, the way he just gets free, you watch that first sack, right? Where he's lined up all the way out on the edge as like the right outside linebacker. And still, when he triggers and puts that foot in the ground and comes back all the way towards the A-gap on that stunt, I mean, nobody moves that fast that way at that size and still gets to the quarterback there. I mean, like that, it's just rare. We just don't see it. And we're not seeing it right now from anybody else, the way that Micah's moving. And here's the other thing. When you got something, you know, that's really good. And again, remember when I said this was going to be there was going to be more than one. You heard it here first on Move the Sticks. DJ, if I remember correctly, you said about Micah, and when we were talking about him as like a linebacker, you were saying like, all right, yeah, I mean, he can go sideline to sideline, but this dude's probably going to get 10 to 15 sacks a year if you line him on the edge, right? 20. You said 20. Okay, there. I was going to say you undersold if I remember 10 to 15, but you're right. 20 seems very much in reach. And then you had Bucky, who was out at Cowboys camp, talking about how he's, you know, watching him work through pass rush moves his rookie year with Dan Quinn one-on-one for like a half hour after every practice. I mean, it's all happening. Everything and more. And I feel like he's still going to exceed expectations here, Buck.
He's an unbelievable player. He's even better than we could have imagined. And it's funny, when you go back and you look at the tape from Penn State, you see the explosiveness, you see the right now suddenness and power and explosiveness. And I don't, but even then, even betting on the come in terms of his upside, his athleticism, I don't know if anybody expected him to be this dominant this soon. And so I heard people talk about the comparisons to Lawrence Taylor. I've heard people talk about 5 + 6 = 11, all that other stuff. I just know this. Right now, he has to be in the conversation of being the best defender in the league. There is no one who can stop him. And his athleticism and versatility allows him to be a headache each and every week, because you just never know where he's going to line up.
Yeah, I'm going back through and I'm pulling up my report on him. It's always fun to kind of go back to when these guys were coming out. Here we go. Parsons has a big athletic frame and possesses excellent speed and versatility, quick to key read before attacking the line of scrimmage. He can defeat blocks with his hands or use his quickness to slip past them. This, again, remember, he's playing off the ball. He has the speed to make plays sideline to sideline, although there were a few occasions where he overran the football in the games I studied. Also had some issues sniffing out the ball on zone reads. He's very gifted in coverage versus tight ends and running backs, has timing and burst as a blitzer off the edge. Overall, there aren't many holes in Parsons' game. It's difficult to find linebackers with his size and ability to impact the passing game. But, Buck, I mean... this was a guy I think people forget. This is an off-the-ball linebacker in college that has turned himself into the most dominant outside linebacker type player that can not only rush but can cover it. I'm not taking anything. T.J. Watt is a rusher, and what he's done, that stands alone. But I'm talking about just the versatility of, you can cover him with a tight end. You can rush him off the edge. You can loop him and run him inside. He can run with backs. Like, anything you want him to do, he gives you the freedom to do that. But this is not the position that he was manning at Penn State.
No, it's not a position he was manning at Penn State. But for disclosure, in high school, he was a defensive end in Harrisburg. And so the linebacker position was more of the thing that he had to learn because it wasn't a natural thing to him. He was a defensive end running back. And, you know, as scouts, we always dig deep into the files and kind of see. But you see all of those traits and things that he did from high school to Penn State to now. He's put it all together. And DJ, the best part about him, the competitiveness and the work ethic. You know, it's one thing for him to be as gifted as he had, because we've seen gifted pass rushers come off the board and those things. But it's another thing to be gifted, but to have an insatiable desire to want to be the best and to work at it. Your teams are always at their best when your best players are your hardest workers. Micah Parsons is a maniac when it comes to the work. And because he's worked so hard, you see it come out in his production, his performance.
And look, I think we can get enamored, right, with all the different things that he can do, as you listed out there in the scouting report and that you're talking about here, Bucky. But I think Dan Quinn and the Cowboys have realized what he needs to do, and that's rush the passer. And perhaps the best way to describe how committed they are to having him rush the passer is by telling you he's had absolutely zero snaps in coverage so far this season. He is getting after the passer, right? I mean, like that, literally goose egg. So, I mean, they may find some ways to use him down the field, you know, in a non pass rush, you know, way down the stretch here, but it's a lot of fun to watch him get after the QB.
Yeah, but he can do absolutely anything you want on a football field. He's an absolute freak. All right, let's get over to the team side of things here. And I want to start this conversation by looking at teams with 3 sacks and 3 takeaways. If we talk about successful defenses, they take the football away, they hit the quarterback. So the Bills, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Niners, the Jets, and the Saints, those are the teams thus far through 2 games that have done both. They've got 3+ sacks. They've got 3 interceptions plus. So Those are teams getting it done. And I want to start here with the Buffalo Bills because I don't think we gave them enough due. That first week against the Jets, an emotional game. Obviously, the Aaron Rodgers injury. Josh Allen turns the ball over. That's the storyline. It's the Jets and the emotion. And what do they do without Aaron Rodgers? And then on the other side, it's Josh Allen's turning the ball over. And we kind of get lost in the fact is that the Buffalo Bills, with Sean McDermott calling this defense now, are off to a pretty good start. And Buck, when you look at what they did against Josh Jacobs, you talk about nothing. Like, he got less than nothing. They held him negative 2 yards on 9 carries. So they shut him down. They only gave up 10 points. This is a Bills defense that long has been underrated, I feel. But, man, they are as connected as any defense in the league. They are very well orchestrated, very well run.
Yeah, very well orchestrated. And you talked about how well they're run. Sean McDermott's done a really good job with his defense. And coming off of a disappointing performance in the opening, which they gave up, 172 yards on the ground to the New York Jets, for them to come and completely throttle Josh Jacobs talks about the work that was done in practice and in the game planning to make sure that they took care of the issues that were their biggest issues in week one. This is a team, because I still look at them and I wonder size-wise, when they have to deal with some of the bigger teams, can they physically hold up? But if Sean McDermott is able to kind of dial it up and do the things he's able to do, kind of get them on the move, allow them to use their speed, quickness, and athleticism to get into gaps and do that, they can be a hard team to deal with. And it's the overall know-how. This is a defense that's been good for a long time. Veterans that have played together for a long time. They can finish each other's sentences, particularly Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde. Yeah. They have a team that is just connected, and that connectivity really goes a long way into terms of building a solid defense from front to back.
You know, and I would give some credit to GM Brandon Bean here. You know, we love talking about roster management here and roster construction. He had a decision to make, right, with his second level players, Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds. And Edmonds is a free agent, you know, decides, hey, you know, we can't spend that money on that player. Let's go give a little bit more cash to the more unheralded player in Milano, but fits our defense really well, plays really good football. And they do that. And then they're able to keep the safety tandem intact too. So sometimes you got to make sacrifices. And this one has certainly worked out with the way that the Bills decided to allocate their cash on the defensive side of the ball. And then DJ, I get it back to you on the Tampa Bay Bucks. I think that's really interesting because I think we all kind of left the Bucks for dead. You know, Brady's leaving and hey, you know what? That's, you know, better luck next time. Tear that thing down, rebuild it. There's just some really good players on both sides of the ball there. Namely, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin on offense, you know, Tristan Wirfs on offense. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Shaq Barrett's playing incredibly well. And Antoine Winfield, when healthy, is one of the best safeties in football. So they're making it work. And I think you're seeing better ball out of Baker because of the cast around him too.
Yeah, I would add Joe Tryon-Shoyinka is starting to come around a little bit too. So somebody that was a first-round pick for a reason, you're starting to see that ability show out. Vita Vea does his thing. They have a lot of not only good players, but good players with championship experience. And that means something when you talk about consistency, even though you lose the quarterback there and Tom Brady. This is the team that's still, hey, they're undefeated. They're in a good spot right now there in Tampa. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to look at this Thursday night football matchup. One featuring the 49ers, who have been a buzzsaw, and then the Giants, who are, I don't know what they are. They're Jekyll and Hyde. We'll get into that right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, we got an interesting Thursday night game between a 49ers team. Look, they got a game from the Rams week two. They were dominant week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you feel like we know what the 49ers are, who they are, what they're about. The other side of it, the Giants going on the road in this one, Buck. I mean, from what we saw for the first six quarters, thinking this is going to be a disaster of a season. Then all of a sudden, the second half against the Cardinals, look, Daniel Jones, that offense comes alive. I know they've got the Saquon Barkley injury, but that was a team that you're like, okay, they can compete. And I know the Arizona Cardinals aren't any good, but you left that game saying, okay, this is the progress. This is what we wanted to see with this team and what we expected to see from this team coming off last year.
It's exactly what we expected. We thought they would pick up where they left off at the end of the year, but they weren't able to do that. But they found their way against the Arizona Cardinals. If Danny Dimes plays like he played in the second half against the Cardinals, there's some hope. A reason for optimism for the Giants being able to do it. They won't have Saquon Barkley, so they have to kind of maybe work around maybe a lack of a feature player in the running game. But Danny Dimes has shown that he can make it happen with his legs. The problem is you're dealing with the Niners defense that's as fast and as long as you can find, particularly at the second level with Drake Greenlaw and Fred Warner running around making plays. This would be a very, very tough battle for the Giants. But Brian Daboll has found some things with Danny Dimes to help him. I think he builds upon what they saw, what they displayed the last part of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, and look, you got 12 points out of Saquon Barkley, a couple of touchdowns, one in the run game, one in the pass game, but you know, wasn't like overly explosive in that game. So you feel like maybe you can live without him for this week and get something out of Matt Breida, you know, who's got some great speed and can, you know, perhaps, you know, give them what they need in the run game. But I was really encouraged, you know, by seeing a couple of chunk plays from Jalin Hyatt in this last game. You know, two catches for 89 yards, one of them going for 58. I feel like that can really help unlock some stuff as well for this this New York Giants team. Now, can they protect, you know, long enough to get Daniel what he needs to make those throws down the field against a very difficult, you know, San Francisco front to deal with, led, of course, by Nick Bosa. So that'll be kind of what I'm watching. Can they still get some of the explosives that we saw in that second half?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth because I'm looking at it. I wrote it down here. Hyatt had a 58-yard catch. Waller had a 25. Slayton had a 29. This is a defense in the 49ers. You're not going to sustain long drives. They're too good. And you look at last week against the Rams, they didn't give up a pass play over 20 yards. Puka Nacua, we celebrated 15 catches. That's fantastic. He averaged 9.8 yards a catch. So they don't let the ball sail over their head. And I don't see how the Giants, Buck, are going to be able to get to the winner's circle in this thing without some explosives. That was the offseason. Let's go out and let's bring in some speed. And you saw it last week what that looks like. You get Jalen Hyatt getting big balls down the field. You look at what Waller can bring to the table. And all of a sudden, you're going up against the 49ers team. I just don't see them giving up those plays.
No, that's the thing. The Niners don't give up big plays. It's one of the things that Steve Wilks wants to emphasize. And, hey, let's tip the cap to Wilks for picking up this defense and carrying the torch from D'Amico Ryans and trying to make this defense an even better, more aggressive defense. They've done a really good job the first couple of weeks. They're going to make life miserable for Daniel Jones and that Giants offense. And you're right. If they don't give up the big plays, it's hard to imagine the Giants driving the ball the length of the field multiple times on this team. A tall task for the New York Giants this week, particularly on a short week without your best offensive player in Saquon Barkley.
Rhett, anything else you want to jump in on here before we put a close on these guys?
You know, I guess I would say just like from an offensive perspective for the 49ers, you know, the joystick continues, you know, to roll with Brock Purdy. I mean, nothing flashy, nothing, you know, just one of the best operators of any offense that we've seen. And then I think this is the best we've seen out of Christian McCaffrey on the ground since he's been in San Francisco these first couple of weeks, you know, get the couple hundred yard games. And that, look, I mean, nobody knows their identity. Nobody knows their formula better than San Francisco. You know, they're going to get some pressure this week, obviously, from Wink Martindale's defense. But, you know, I have no concerns or questions about whether the 49ers can continue to do what they've done the first couple of weeks. They are that good at executing a game plan, and Kyle Shanahan, one of the best at putting together a game plan. So it's a pretty dang good recipe for success.
Yeah. And for the opposite with the Niners, when we say the Giants, I don't see them methodically moving the ball. That's all the 49ers do is
that's
methodically
do.
Move the ball. That's Kyle Shanahan. I'm looking at Brock Purdy, guys. He didn't have a play over 31 yards in the air this year. It's 206, 220. Those are the numbers he's putting up. They don't take the driver out of the bag. They don't need to. They're going to run the ball. Just be efficient. Take what the defense gives you. The system has answers for all these problems. They don't need dynamic, explosive plays, you know, down the field and they have guys that can do it with these receivers. They just don't need it. And so they haven't had to do it. And I don't think they're going to have to do it in this one against the Giants. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Big Thursday night game. Looking forward to that one. We appreciate you guys hanging with us, and we'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.